You are listening to App Slappy Podcast with Scott and Eric.
Attention.
Scott and Eric.
No.
Derp. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of App Slappy, the podcast for App Store addicts, covering all the hot apps for your iOS device. I'm Scott.
And I'm Eric.
And welcome back everybody to yet another show. A little different today.
Yeah, we're shaking things up.
Changing the format just ever so slightly. It's actually kind of just takes us back to the early days of the show.
Can I tell them what it is?
Yes. You're nude?
We're switching to the Android.
We're switching to Android phones. This show is no longer... We figured App Slappy still worked as a name. We're done with Apple. Actually, nothing could be further from the truth. I went and bought an iPhone 4 yesterday. So finally, Scott has taken the plunge.
And so what are your impressions?
I love it so far. And despite... I'm having drop calls that I wasn't having with my 3GS.
And did you get a bumper for it?
I did. But that's even with a bumper on it. I used my wife's case that she bought the day she went and picked them up yesterday, I guess was the day. And it still lost them in certain places. Like there's dead zones that weren't dead zones for my 3GS and they're now dead zones for my 4. So I know this was kind of part of the problem everybody was having. I don't know. You know, my gut tells me that it's AT&T being overloaded. Or it's something like that. But when my 3GS worked in that same place just like the day before, it makes me worry a little.
Yeah.
But on the whole, so I don't want to drag it down with that one thing because I kind of knew what I was getting into. I knew that there might be reception issues with these things or that at the very least AT&T's coverage might be an issue. But I absolutely love it. It's great. I don't know why it took so long. I know why it took so long because that white one was never coming out. And I just held out hope. And it kept never coming out. And they finally, in fact, they announced like 2 days ago or 3 days ago, probably Christmas. And I said, forget it. By Christmas, there's a new phone coming out like 4 months later. So I'll just get the black one now, you jerks. So I did. I got two black ones. I got one for my wife and myself. Figured out a way to make enough on my old phone to cover the cost of the upgrade. And was able to pass my wife's old 3G down to my daughter, Taylor. So now there are 3 iPhones functioning in the house. 4 until I take delivery of this 3GS. Or I send it, rather. Anyway, very exciting, eh? I have the phone
yes.
now. We can FaceTime. We can, what else can you and I do? We can play, well, we could do that before. There's a lot of things we could could do before. Oh, and now,
only difference is we can FaceTime.
I do have one comment to make about the camera app. I was pretty skeptical on the show about their claims of the HDR technology they were going to use and how the photos were going to look and all that. I am a total convert. They look great. I know there's a lot of other apps that take cool advantage of that stuff too, but even just the you know, basic thing that comes with the phone.
I said, it's like the HDR is what I like about the iPhone is just the speed of it compared to the other. You know.
Yeah, it's super fast. I like that it gives you 2 versions of the photo if you choose to.
Mm-hmm.
And they look really awesome. So that kind of blew me away. Very happy with that. So yeah, it's slick as snot. And I also like, I know a lot of people complain that you got glass on the front and glass on the back. So if you drop this on a corner real hard, you'll shatter it. But what they forget is what's cool about this glass on the back is it's scratch resistant like the front.
Well, also, but the thing is you know, with the case, you never see that glass back.
No, that's true. Well, it depends on the case. If you get a bumper or whatever you do, but
yeah, but that's just like, I don't know.
No, it's a good point. I like the back because if you decide not to have a case, and I very well may get that case and go, man, this isn't for me. I don't like the added bulk or whatever. Because one thing I do like about this is how freaking small it feels. I'm showing it to the chat room. Hello, chat room. And I really like that in my hand. Having a case on it, nah, I don't know if I like that or not. Kim's feels a little bulky to me, and it's she actually has one of the 2 we ordered for free so that I can kind of choose.
What one did she get?
Spec something.
What's the back look like?
Jabby. It's plaid.
They got the same one I got.
Oh, yeah. It's cool. It's a nice case. Don't get me wrong. It just seems a little... I mean, all cases make things seem bigger. That's all I'm saying. So it's not a case-specific case.
It just makes the edges feel a little bit more bulky.
Yeah, that's what I guess that's what I'm getting at. But I was worried I wouldn't like the kind of harder edge feel of it, but I do. I like it. I like it a lot. I'm really, really happy with it. And it's fast as hell, and it looks amazing, and that screen is incredible.
Yeah, the Retina display. It's interesting now that it just, I don't notice it because I'm just so used to it now until I look at somebody's old phone, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. And I like I said, the difference between this and my iPad screen doesn't really bother me.
No, it doesn't bother me either.
Doesn't bother me in the least because I feel like it's such a different format. It doesn't really count. But when they do have a Retina display on that iPad, assuming they do, we have no idea if they will or not. But if they do that, holy flapjacks, dude.
No, I know. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, it'll be incredible. So we can only hope. Anyway, very happy with it. I don't know what else to say. It's awesome. I like it. I mean, I wasn't down on it before. I was just down on the fact that the white one wasn't out, and I wanted that white one. And I still kind of think the white one looks really awesome in the pictures and stuff. But you know what? Whatever. It's a color. I don't want to be racist. I'm going black this time.
Oh, man.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Okay, so like I mentioned at the top of the show, some differences in format of the show, and it's not going to be that we're going Android. It is going to be that we are going to bring the show back to its great focus that we started with, that we, I don't know that we've gotten too much away from it. We added a lot of sort of extemporaneous stuff that I think is less and less impactful for our listeners, which is a whole lot of news about stuff that isn't even necessarily app-related or isn't necessarily even iPhone or iPad-related. Or iPod related. So we are going to bring the focus back around to apps. And we'll start this week by talking about new releases of significant note that you may be interested in getting your hands on. And it was kind of a fairly decent week for releases. Actually, every week is, it seems like. There's always something cool coming out. But let's talk about these. So this week, if you're into golf, our friends at Game Loft, not really our friends, we don't know them, but we'll sponsor a show happily with them if they would like to do that. Give me a call. Let me know. Email. What's our email? appsloppy@gmail.com. Anyway, Real Golf 2011 was dropped this week, $6.99. They have both an iPad and iPhone version. However, it is not a universal app. It is a $6.99 price for either or. And if you want both, you pay twice. So enjoy that.
Boo.
Yeah, boo. We like universal apps, so we'd like to see more of those. And I think a price like $6.99 would be a... Like, if I saw that price and I was told it was universal, you'd have my money.
Oh, for sure.
But when you tell me it's $7 for both, and even if I only care to play it on one, something tells me not to buy it. So I don't know what that psychology is or what that says about app pricing or whatever. But do you agree? I mean, it seems like a lot.
I totally agree. Yeah. Because there's a lot of developers out there who are doing great universal apps.
Once in a while, sorry, I was drinking. Once in a while, I break down and pay for both versions because they're significant apps for me. So Plants versus Zombies, I did twice. What was another one? Fruit Ninja, did that twice. It was cheap, but, you know, whatever. I did it twice. And I did Fruit Ninja for the iPad primarily because... of the head-to-head thing, because I was at a cabin that weekend when that came out, and that was really fun. Like, we played that for hours. So anyway, that is out now, in stores now, or specifically the App Store now. $6.99, Game Loft. We'll have a link to this in the show notes. For real, every one of these games we talk about every week, we'll have a link straight to the iTunes Store.
Leaf.
I know, dude. Can you believe it? This whole big giant leaf. I'm moving over, turning over.
I know.
Moving on to another release this week, Spartans versus Vikings. So finally you can get your S versus V on, whatever.
Did you just do that?
No, I don't even know what I said. What did I say? I don't know what it meant. Anyway.
Dude, that thing you hate, the VS.
Oh, the verse? I didn't say verse, did I? I do hate that.
I think you said Spartans VS Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Well, that I can deal with. But when people say verse, I want to kick him in the face.
Okay.
Except Danny TRS, who is a nice guy, but he still says it too much. Anyway, what would... this is their description. What would you get if you combine the strategy of Risk and the action of classic Hack'em-Up? I don't remember the game called Hack'em-Up, but I think I know what they mean. Anyway, says it's this game. So if you are into Risk and that kind of strategy game, which I am not... And if you're into classic hack-em-ups, which I am, depending on what you're talking about, then perhaps Spartans versus Vikings is for you. It sounds like a high school football matchup, doesn't it?
Especially in Murray.
Murray? Oh, yeah, Murray. Duh.
Inside Utah Joe.
I forgot. You're from here.
I am.
I always forget.
That's kind of cool. The graphics kind of look kind of cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty tight.
Yeah, I like it. Little armies and taking over castles.
Yeah, and I like when they combine genres like this, and if it works, whatever, man. Sign us up. It's very exciting. Also out this week, VLC Player for free on the iPad only, at least for now.
Dude.
Yeah. Have you played with this?
No, I haven't downloaded it yet, but it's pretty cool.
But you're a fan. I mean, VLC is awesome. Like,
yeah, it's a must have.
Yeah. I don't know if people have been using this on their computer, but for ages I have. And if you ever get a weird formatted video or any kind of weird anything, old videos, whatever, VLC will play it. I don't know. See, since I haven't downloaded it yet, I just really found out that it was even out today, and I know it's been out for a couple of days. I don't know how it's playing video from your iPad, though. Is it doing like Air Video style stuff where it's streaming off your computer? If not, then how are you syncing video?
I wonder if it's kind of like when you put comics in ComicZilla.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's got to be it. That's got to be it. What's that called? Application something.
App syncing or whatever.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
File transfer.
We could put PDFs in your iBook and stuff like that. So, yeah. Very cool. VLC, media player. They say in their tagline, VLC has all codecs built in. It comes with support for nearly all codecs that have ever been made. And that what's more, it can even play back the file or media if it's damaged. Missing or broken pieces are no stop for VLC. I don't know who wrote this. It plays all the video and audio information that is still intact. So get your groove on. And it's free. iPad, get it. No iPhone, but probably on its way. Napster, also free, sort of. Okay, remember Napster?
I totally remember Napster.
It was the epic thing, man. Back the year is 1998, and I've got Napster running on my Windows ME machine or whatever the hell I had. I guess it had been Windows 98. And I'm downloading the music and having the fun, and it's all good. And then I went away, and Napster became legit, and then I kind of lost track of them completely. And here they are reminding me that they exist. So you can listen instantly to your choice of over 10 million, that's right, million full-length songs as often as you like and in whatever order you want, including new releases and old favorites, all for $10 a month. So another competitor in the whole market. Are you using your $10 a month thing you got?
RDO?
RDO, yeah.
I'm totally.
Okay. All right, because you tweeted that you were sort of off it for a while.
Yeah, but I took the plunge, and I really, really like it. Mm. I'm using it a lot. Like I didn't buy the new Disturbed. I'm just streaming it on my device.
Whoa, there's a new Disturbed?
Yeah, it just came out a couple of weeks ago.
Oh my gosh, dude. You know I love Disturbed.
I know you do.
How do I not know about this then? How did I not know this came out?
I tweeted about it.
Asylum, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Okay, I'm going to get it. Anyway.
See, if you had RDO, you could just listen to it and not pay for it.
Amazon MP3 for me today. That's where I'm going.
Is that what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I've listened to the new Linkin Park album and without paying for it.
Well, you paid your $10, but yeah.
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Well, but I actually ended up buying Linkin Park just because I wanted to get the deluxe version and get all that extra content.
Whoops.
Actually, I have to say, people really hate the new Linkin Park album.
Do people not like it? I haven't heard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's because it's an artist album, I guess. So doesn't really sound like them. They went a totally different direction. At first, I was like, yeah. But the more I listen to it, the more I'm really liking it. I'm really liking it.
Interesting. I'd take your opinion on that stuff.
Yeah, so at first it's like a little different. It doesn't sound like them, but hats off to them for like doing a different direction.
Cool. Way to go, Linkin Park.
They're my alumni.
Really?
Mike and Joe went to Art Center.
Oh, did you? I mean, were you in classes with these guys?
I think they were in fine art and illustration, and I was in the ad classes.
Who's the singer? Which guy is he?
Mike.
Yeah, has he still got that weird stomach thing where he like hacks up a lung every time he does a concert and has to go home?
Oh, you're thinking of Chester, the screaming guy?
Oh, yeah, that's who I'm thinking of.
Now, Mike is the rapper.
Oh, right. Right, right, right.
He writes all the songs, pretty much. He's the brains behind the band.
Mm. That's cool.
No, but I think I was graduating when they were, like, maybe their freshman year in Art Center. So we could have passed each other in the halls. But
could have, sure. You could have used the same urinal one day. You never know.
We could have.
So there you go. Napster, free for the iPhone, $10 a month, 10 million songs. Catch the fire today. All right. And then also out this week, The Secret of Monkey.
Wait, I was going to say, before we get off Napster.
That's for the iPhone, by the way. Go ahead.
iPhone. I'm looking at the reviews for it, and they're like crappy.
Oh, interesting. Really?
Dude, they got like 2.5 stars.
I believe that there is a general sense of eternal backlash against Napster.
No, no, no. They're saying the sound quality is horrible.
Oh, that too. That too. I mean, there's some decent reviews in here, but you're right. Most of them are saying that the sound quality is really, really bad. That's interesting. But I also, don't you think there's a little bit of just like negative sort of, nah, those guys sold out. That's not the Napster I grew up with. This is some crappy corporatization of Napster. It's not barely even the name, let alone the service, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but I think that's like a long time ago, and probably like the kids these days don't even remember those days.
Well, my kid, my 16-year-old has no idea what the hell I'm talking about.
Exactly.
She was maybe, three at the time? At the time?
Exactly.
Four, maybe?
Isn't that scary? Holy crap.
That is scary, dude. I remember 98. It was a good year. Best video game year ever. Without any question.
My first year back east.
Oh.
Oh.
Did you lose your Eastern Coast virginity? Or never mind. That sounded like a real question that I didn't mean it to sound like. Anyway, back to this. Secret of Monkey Island Special Edition, $4.99, iPad only, but this is already sort of one of the iPhone games that are already out there. All that Monkey Island stuff.
How many Monkey Islands are there out there, man?
Well, there are a total of, I think they ended with like three of them. Someone's going to correct me on this because I didn't play them when they got released originally back in the early 90s, but I think there were three that were released retail. Excuse me. And then they've got these Telltale games, which came out over the last couple of years. And that's that big sort of 3D-ization of it all. And there's founding members of Telltale that used to work at LucasArts and worked on these projects. And so those are kind of separate than this. These are graphical and voice actor and music and sound effect upgrade remakes of the original game. So the original Secret of Monkey Island is what this game is based on, and actually includes classic mode, so you can see it in crappy graphic mode too if you want. But it's all like new imagery and stuff like that, but the same core gameplay is there. And it's adventure game, so it's point and click, very sort of mouse, or in this case, finger to screen kind of action going on, if you want to call that action. And it's good. I really like the Monkey Island games. I'm currently playing Secret of Monkey Island 2, LeChuck's, or what's it called? Oh, hell's bells. Hold on. You'd think I would remember this because I'm literally in the middle of playing it. Secret.
LeChuck's Revenge?
Yep. Thank you. LeChuck's Revenge. And
thank you to the chat room for that.
It's a remake of 2. And again, in the same kind of vein, but it's on the iPhone. And they certainly have other iPhone iterations of the Monkey Island series. And this is the first one for the iPad. And I cannot think of a better interface for it because that bigger screen's got to be nice.
Yeah, I hated playing it on the iPhone.
Yeah, it's rough. It's a little rough. Anyway, check it out. If you're into adventure games at all, these are the classics. Those are the ones all else aspired to be like and succeeded in either small or great ways. All right, that's enough of that. Those are your new releases for the week of note and significance. I ended up with two apps in there that are not video games. I tried to find more productivity stuff, but man, it is a dry desert right now for productivity apps. I mean, they're all kind of out there, but there's nothing new coming out that's like, oh, look at this new to-do thing with syncing and the blah and the blah. It's like nobody's doing that anymore. It's saturated.
You want to hear something scary?
What?
I've been actually using Epic Win as my to-do list.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
But you can't sync it to anything.
I know. I don't know. And they fixed everything with my issues. Like they fixed the sound. They like reorder the to-do list so that like the stuff that's get the tasks that are done get moved to a different page. They made the leveling a lot quicker. You're getting out gold. I don't know what you're gonna do with gold, but you know, I've just been using it. I don't know why.
I love the idea. You know, I love the concept. If they can, my only hang up and the only reason I'm not using it seriously is just there's no synchronization. I've got to have something.
Yeah, that's the thing is I don't use my computer for my to-do lists. So I just use my iPhone. I was thinking about it this morning. I have my iPhone with me everywhere I go except for when I take a shower.
That's because you're just walking around going, pointing here and, you know, saying go here and do that. I mean, you're like Mr. Joe.
What?
No, I mean, like you like run big projects where you're constantly sort of, I don't know. It's you're more mobile with that kind of stuff.
And well, yeah, you're in one spot. So you have your home base type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. So
for me, I'm at, you know, like I might not be in the office for a week if I'm over at editing or I'm over at color correction or I'm out shooting or something like that. So.
But is it a good to-do system? Even if you took out all that other leveling stuff, is it good? Like it's solid in those basic ways?
It's your basic to-do list. It doesn't have anything special. You can't email anything. You can't sync it. It's it's as basic as you can get.
Dang it. I'm going to have to try
it. But I enjoy the whole idea of turning it into an RPG type of thing where you questing
and you get items and all that.
And you get items and you loot and which is kind of stupid, but it's kind of fun.
Do you get a sense of are you driven to use it? Like do those things encourage you to make sure you're always checking your list and stuff?
Well, it has, that's the thing is it doesn't have any push notifications. Yeah. So I have to, it's kind of like, since it doesn't have push notifications, then you're like, oh, I got to check my to-do list manually. And it's like becomes a habit type of thing.
Okay.
Because you know you have to check it. And you're like, oh, yeah, I got to do that. So
push would be nice. You got to admit.
Push would be awesome. But it's your, yeah. I mean, it has the little tags. So if you look at the app, you can see how many are overdue.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Dang it.
It's. It is what it is.
You make me. It's
interesting. I find because I got like to do, and I love to do.
Yeah.
But it's just I've been going for this one because it's quick, easy, simple, and.
And you like that hook.
Yep.
All right. Maybe I have to try it. I don't know. I just think I would probably use it, and think it was great, but then realize that productivity wise, it doesn't work for my flow.
Yeah, your workflow.
And then I'd be like $3 poorer.
You'd be epic.
That's
epic
true.
Word.
Yeah. So, all right. Good stuff. I am going to play a bumper for this.
Reviews.
Levy.
Reviews.
Reviews are going to be a little bit different from here on out. We are going to try more and more to review a lot of the same stuff so we can have more of a conversation about the apps we're using and testing and stuff instead of sort of a, well, Eric did this photo app. The Scott's got no idea. I mean, this way we can kind of give feedback and back and forth. You get a little second opinion. We're going to collaborate on what these
Scott
things will be.
Scott played a game.
Scott played another effing game, which he does all the time. And I do. That's true. I guilty as charged.
That's what he does.
So this week we got another Game Center game. Megaplex Madness now playing. Did you have a chance to play it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So for me, okay, there's no, okay, it's in the time management genre, the whole Diner Dash, Sally Spa kind of thing. And up till now, I feel like the standard has been Sally Spa. Nobody's really come close to it in terms of balance and flow and everything else. But I always, I've said in the show before, I always hated that it's not for dudes, right? Like you're a little embarrassed to tell your buddies that you're really into this girl hair salon game. Yep. And so for me, it took a long time for something to come that kind of competed with that. And I played a bunch of them and there's some I like for some reasons and others I like for others, but they always have some weakness or thing that makes it not as good as what Sally Spa did in the very early goings of this show. And I think I may have finally find the one I like the most. My only problem, well, I'll tell you my problem with it in a minute, but Megaplex Madness Now Playing is the full title. Is $2.99. It's available for the iPhone, not the iPad, which is unfortunate because here's my only complaint.
You probably have the same complaint that I do.
Probably. The gameplay is dead great. It's got that same next level, got to keep going. It has great mechanics, great use of like the stuff that people do when they come to your theater. And that's what you're doing. You're running a movie theater. And they have this little mechanic at the beginning of every level where you can repair something that's falling apart of the theater. And eventually, if you've repaired everything, you move on to a bigger theater and then you repair stuff in there. But then you have the actual rounds, which is a clock.
But you can also, like, you know, add a pizza machine or
That's
add an arcade.
Arcade machine. And the arcade machine, if somebody needs to use it, you plop the dude down in front of the arcade machine. Your little joystick pops up and you have to mimic the directions it tells you to do. There's ticket taking lines. You can upgrade the tellers. You can upgrade the speed at which they process tickets. You can upgrade how many people are at the door. You can
hire more employees.
Yeah, yeah. All the stuff.
Sally's Spa. Totally. Yeah,
totally. I mean, you're exactly right. If anything, I credit the game for taking what worked in Sally's Spa and applying it to a different look and feel and type of game. And they did it here. And I'm not, this is one I wouldn't be embarrassed to tell people about. My only problem is that the title sounds like it sounds like an app that you'd use to find movie times and locations in your city. You know what I mean? Like Megaplex Madness, now playing. Put in your zip code.
That's your issue? The name?
Kind of. No, that's not my issue. That's okay. just something I'm just throwing that out there. My biggest issue is everything's too small.
Yes. Yes.
It's ridiculous. What the crap? You know, like tiny. Like
I'm squinting, trying to look at what the icons, what the guys want to do. And I'm like, what is that? Does that say tickets?
Oh, I know, dude. That it's so you're on the phone. It'd be one thing if it was available on the iPad too, and you know, everything's bigger. And I've tried playing it double pixel. The problem is the stuff's so small on the phone that when you play it on the iPad, it's really blurred out.
It's really pixelated.
Yeah, I almost went and started over there because I thought, well, this will be easier to see, and it's just really small. Like
the thing is it retina display supported?
I don't think so.
Because that would make a huge difference if it was.
Yeah, I think so. I also just think it's just bad UI. They just didn't make stuff big enough for phone players. I don't know.
That's the thing about Sally Spa, is just like it's clear as a bell.
Yeah. And part of that is a good balance of knowing what should be big, what should be small, how to deal with interfaces, you know, and things like that. I feel like these guys are just maybe not quite nailing that. But the game itself, the actual gameplay, I'm loving it. Like, really enjoy it. So what do you think about the game?
Well, I only played a couple levels. Yeah. And, you know, it's pretty much Sally's Spa. Pretty much, it's just like I feel like I'm playing Sally's Spa again. And I enjoy time management games, not as much as you do, but I was having fun with it.
Yeah.
But I only played a couple rounds. But what I do like is the Game Center integration.
Yeah, that's always nice.
It's funny that, like, when you start the game off, it has, like, you know, continue your game or options. But as soon as you sign into the Game Center, the achievement button pops up at the bottom.
Yeah.
So it looks like that you only can get access to achievements if you're going through the Game Center.
Yeah, no, you're right. There's something else about Game Center integration that I wanted to mention. I forgot what it is.
As score, leaderboard.
Oh, of course. Right, right. There hasn't been there's not too much in the way of Game Center games that use real-time multiplayer yet, except this Fruit Ninja deal.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yes. Who did you try it with?
Some stranger on my list. I don't know. Because I wanted to test it before the show because I hadn't had a chance.
I just have to say to the listeners, like, I appreciate everybody wanting to play Fruit Ninja with me.
Right. But
cool. There's sometimes, like when I'm driving, I can't play, so don't get mad if I decline.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing is I have to decline a lot because when you're asking me to play, it's kind of ridiculous times of the day. Just for fun, I want to try something here with you. Is your phone on?
Yes, it is.
All right. I'm going to hit invite a friend. We're going to show you how slick this is. So you go into multiplayer. We're not even talking about that game yet, but I figured we would now. Where are you? You're Hawk. Should I tell people?
Dude, they know already. I got like almost like what? How many friends do I have?
I don't know. Okay, so I'm sending you. Do you want to play Fruit Ninja? Send. It's coming to you now. You can personalize that message. So those who haven't done this before, very slick, very easy. Did you get it?
I did.
All right. So how do I know you accepted? I've only been invited, so I've never invited.
Yeah, it does everything.
Okay. So it says waiting and spinning. Waiting here. Enjoy the music.
Stereo. Says it's waiting for you to start the game.
Oh, here we go. Play game. Okay, so we say fruit. Anyone's fruit. Bad. Okay, we get it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're going to play this live on the show. Oh, crap. I already screwed up. Oh, I hit a bomb.
There's no bombs.
Not a bomb. I missed a... I didn't mean that. That's the way it is on the iPad one, though. Oh. So how are we doing? This is really boring radio. I apologize. I'll cut this way down in post. I'm just trying to beat you. Are you killing me? Oh, you're killing me. Oh, Eric. This is embarrassing. Are we killing the both the same fruit?
No, you're supposed to be... No.
Oh, son of a goat. Negative three.
Yeah, if you hit my fruit, you get negative points.
Well, which one's your... Oh, you know what? I've been doing this wrong the whole time.
What color you been hitting?
I've been hitting both. I thought it was just who got the most fruit.
No, you have to hit the blue ones.
I should have read the instructions. Okay, you beat me by seven.
Eight. I win.
Anyway, first real-time multiplayer game I've been able to play on this thing, and it's awesome.
It's really good.
Yep, I like it.
Only thing is I wish it kept your record in the game center. It'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool. And it should. Why not? That's what that thing's
and I don't
to
understand
about.
Why they have achievements in the within the open faint, but not within the game center. Hmm. Which would also be cool.
All right. Well, I just want to say this in closing. So, dude, hold on a second.
What happened?
Something's wrong with my GarageBand version. I have my backup going, so I'm not worried, but
I think your backup is causing the problems.
No. That doesn't matter. It's working. I'll fix that later. Anyway, so the... What's it called? What's the stupid thing called? This game?
Which one?
Megaplex Madness. Now playing. I'm going to give it a pretty high rating. I like it a lot. I just think they need to change the interface, and they're probably not going to, which is too bad. But for $2.99, and if you're into that kind of game, I think it's a good buy. I think it's all right. You recommend it?
I would. It's, you know, if you like time management, you will enjoy it. If not, you know, don't waste your money.
All right. Another game. Movie Cat. Very different game, though. Not your typical game. Trivia game. $2.99 for the iPhone. This came out a day or two ago, I want to say. Not very long ago. And it is a trivia game for movie freaks. Like it's a movie game. Like it's a, you know, it's like, what's that game we play on the PS3?
Buzz,
whatever. What's it called? Buzz, just not Buzz. Buzz TV, that's it.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway, the entire point of Movie Cat is it is a trivia game. The only problem I have with it is single player only. Beyond that, it's brilliant. I think it's just freaking great. It's got this great art style, has tons of great questions. There's different difficulty levels. You have five rounds and then a kind of final round thing you got to play through. It really tests your knowledge of movies. If you think you're a movie nut, then this is a good way to test it. You have nine lives, and if you lose, you know, your nine lives, you're done. And how'd you do? Did you try it out?
I did. I tried it out a little bit. It's great. I really like the art direction. I like the different categories they have. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's currently on top of the trivia subcategory on iTunes. Sorry, I got to skip the intro. I'm trying to look at my high score here. So my best score, they have global. That's interesting. They have global high scores and local. So they don't do any kind of like friends list stuff. It's not integrated into Game Center or any of the existing, Open Faint or Plus or any of that. On medium, my best score so far is 18,877. So beat that.
Should we look at Super Worm Mega?
Oh no, because you're killing me there. In fact,
do you want to look at my latest score?
I'm going to look right now. I can see it. So the leaderboard on Super Mega Worm, you can't even say the title, but you're still killing us. You're killing everybody. On the friends list, Hokkaido is in third place. This Harushi guy is really killing everybody.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, you're at 370,640 points. I am at, that's all time, right?
Yes.
Okay, where's Frog Pants? He's not in the, oh yeah, 26 at 5,360 points. What the crap? Anyway, all I want
to... I'm in the top 10%. What does yours say?
I am in the 25 percentile.
Top or bottom?
I don't know.
It's just...
It's just... Oh, bottom 25. Oh, that makes me sad. Anyway, I just want to do a shout out to somebody named iApple who has... What is that? 1 billion? No. That can't be 1 billion.
Yeah, it is.
1 billion? 125,721,291 points?
Yep.
What?
He must be this hack, cheat. There has to be going something going on.
Yeah, he has to be cheating because the next closest guy is 25 million, which is still a lot.
Yeah.
But holy crap, dude, that game.
It's good. I like it.
Yeah, it's good. Nothing wrong with Mega Worm or what is it? I already forgot. Super Mega Worm, except I suck and I'm in the bottom 25%. I'm going to put that back up. What are you in again? The top what?
Top 10%.
Oh, you're a bastard. All right. Enough of that.
And your friends. Oh, wow. Actually, wait. I got updated. Mm. Really, I'm only in the top 15%.
Oh.
And you're in the bottom 35%.
Somebody just got a new score. Someone got a big one. Or a whole bunch of people did. Anyways, this movie cat. Love it. Can't wait to play it more. I really like this thing, but I long for multiplayer. So I would, if I had a request, movie cat people, introduce that in your game. Have some sort. Oh,
Sammy.
Dude, can we just talk real quick about how horrible I've had it with this? Where do you turn that off? There's got to be a way to turn it off. We don't have to do it now, but.
Yeah, you can. You turn off in the settings.
It's in settings. That's what I figured. And I just keep forgetting to do
that. You click on your account. And then you say view account, and then it goes, you have settings in there.
But that should be off by default. But anyway,
dude, you,
it's so loud.
It's so
And it goes off at the worst times possible for me. It's just, and I'm just like in the worst place for it to happen.
Oh, there we go. I just came out.
I think someone in the chat room is adding us. I think that's what's happening. Anyway, good times. So Movie Cat, get it. $2.99. Good money spent. Multiplayer, and it's perfect. I think it's great. If you're into trivia at all and you're into movies, good stuff. I like how they have these very different kinds of games in the sets. So you have these five sets, and in those sets you have like another five or six types of trivia to do. So one of them is this match game where you're like, all right, we'll match this actor up to this actress who both won Academy Awards in the year 1985 or something. And you hit both names and you get your points. If you keep guessing and missing, it'll only let you lose three times before it just says, nope, you lost, moving on to the next thing. And it replaces it with like horror, sci-fi, or whatever. But they have these very different categories and different game styles to play with. It reminds me a lot of that Buzz TV style thing. It's very similar to that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's
very
kind cool. of funny. Like I like the wardrobe where yeah. they dress the cats up in the wardrobe from the characters in the movie.
Yeah, it threw me off because I saw one of them went, oh, that can't be what I think it is. And it turned out to be this the wardrobe that people wore like from the Big Lebowski. And I couldn't believe they did that in there. That was just too funny. So
also, I got to retract to turn off those notifications. Just go in your notification in the system settings.
Yeah. And turn that off there.
Turn off the sounds and the alerts and the badges.
Oh, the badges.
Now, the badges aren't bad. It's the sounds.
Yeah. Burr, 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 burr. It's very annoying. Like my notifications say they're off, which is funny. If I have to turn them on to then go turn Game Center off, which is...
Your notifications are off and you're still getting it?
On my new phone, yeah.
Oh, on your new... But you just got one.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I just heard it.
No, I know. That's what I mean. It's weird. It's not. That's not right. There's something's up with that. Anyway. Forget about that. Moving on.
I got a message from Patrick saying he wished he could send me another game invite so he could wake me up again.
That was pretty great. I love that he did that. He's now my favorite person. The funny thing is, I don't think he's added me at all. So actually, he's not my favorite person.
He hasn't added you?
I don't think so. I don't think Patrick's... Well, what's his username? Let's tell the chat room. What's his username? Everyone add Patrick.
Tell me. I don't want to tell him. All right. People.
We don't have to tell him.
Well, first of all, you don't have to be a genius to figure out what his name is.
Is it start with an N? That's not going to give it away.
What do you think?
It's Nude Patrick, right?
Exactly.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, enough of that. Moving on. Free game. Undercroft used to be $5. This is now free, and according to the developer, it will be free forever.
Because nobody's buying it.
Because, well, partially, but they sold the engine to someone who's using it for another project, and they were like, we got our money. We'll just put this out for free.
We're rich.
Which I think is great.
I didn't play it.
It's called Undercroft. It comes from the guys who made RuneScape.
It looks like it's like Doom.
It is not like Doom at all.
But I'm saying the graphics reminded me of Doom.
It is like, I see what you're saying. This little hell stuff. Yeah. It is very old school, kind of like the old Elder Scrolls games, or even before that, where you would sort of work your way through a dungeon. It was turn-based. You had a little party. When you'd kill creatures or whatever, you'd take turns using your different abilities, your spells, your weapons, whatever. And you would loot the bodies, get the stuff, save, you know, move down the hall. Every move is kind of a move forward. It's also like that, speaking of Doom, it's like the Doom RPG or the Wolfenstein RPG that are on the iPhone now that I played also. It's very similar to that. And I really like it. Like it a lot. I wasted a ton of time on this the other day. Just burning through it. At the very least, it's free. And I think it was a good recommendation before when it costs money. And maybe $5 is a little much. But if you're into old school RPG action and you're, you know, you like this kind of stuff on your phone, it's a pretty full experience. It's, you know, a little D&D game, basically. And I like it quite a bit. Did you play it?
I haven't had a chance to play it.
Yeah, give this one a shot when you get some time and just see what you think. It's very, I don't know. I mean, it's in some ways it's very basic the way it's presented. And in other ways, it's like super deep. It just really impressed me. So Undercroft, that's UnderCroft. No, that is not the Lara Croft fan fiction site. It is the actual name of the game by Jagex Game Studios. And it is free to go check it out on the iPhone or double pixeled on your iPad if you want. That's up to you. And lastly today, in stuff we've been playing and messing with, the new addiction of my house. Pocket frogs.
Are you playing this?
I am playing this. I'm raising frogs and I'm selling them. And Sean Basic is sending me frogs. And so is Scotty D in the chat room. He sent me a couple frogs. And how do I explain this? It's a freemium app. So it works like We Rule in that you buy stuff that helps grow things faster. And in this case, it's frogs.
You just said freemium, by the way.
I know. I hate that term. But I said it anyway. Anyway, so you have these frogs, right? And you start with some and you take them out to the pond and you exercise, quote unquote, exercise them in the pond and you have them eat a bunch of bugs and you train them to do that. And that makes them happy. And the happiness is good because you can get more money from them when you sell them. And occasionally you find another frog out there in the lily pads and you jump on that frog and mate. And then you come out with an egg and the egg goes back to the nursery and you raise the egg and then you raise the frog up again to adulthood and make him happy and sell them. And you get really super rare frogs that are worth tons of money, and combinations of frogs when they mate create, you know, a species or a version of the species that is worth way more cash. You can find and buy various like aquarium types for them to jump around in and live in. You level up just like, I mean, it's Wii Rule, but just like in frog collecting. And that's really what it is.
Yeah, I have a couple of issues with it.
Okay, give it. What do you got?
I'm running out of room to put all the frogs. I have no place to put the frogs.
Well, you got
to
level up and get another slot.
I know, but it takes forever to level up.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna agree with you there. The leveling up is slow.
And now I'm like, I am also getting tons of gifted frogs, and now my bell box is full, and I can't put the frogs anywhere.
You have to sell them.
That's what I want to sell.
Yeah, you want to sell them, make a bunch of gold, and then buy more stuff. See, the point is, you don't want to collect the frogs. You don't want to keep them. What are you, like on Hoarders on A&E?
No, yes, I'm a frog hoarder.
You're a frog hoarder. You want to sell them as quick as you can because you make money, and you use that money to buy more stuff and make more better stuff and sell that for more. And, you know, it's like that.
I visited your aquarium the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Big problem with the game, though, or whatever you want to call it. It's not really a game. The simulation or the whatever it is. Graphically, I think it's really cool, especially the lily pad scenes. And it's kind of based on an engine they already had for another game they made like a while back. And I don't remember the name of the game. But I have the iPad version first of this frog game, which is free. And Pocket Frogs. And it's a universal app. So if you buy it for that, you have it for your iPhone. I guess you don't buy it when you get it, when you download it. You have it for both. Well, normally, like Wii Rule or whatever, it syncs to your account through the Plus Network so that your stuff is the same on both platforms, right? This game does not let you do that. So when I went to go get it on the iPhone, it said, sorry, cannot synchronize your data across multiple devices. You're already playing this on some other device. Lame.
That is lame.
Yeah, especially because I started on the iPad and I carry my phone more with me where, you know, if I need a quick minute to kill, that's the platform to have it on.
And you want to look, you want to check on your frogs.
Yeah. And you have, you know, push and all that crap. So you want to be able to do that. So that's frustrating. But beyond that, it's an interesting take on this thing that everyone's making now, these apps. And it's nice to see one that isn't farming or isn't a city or isn't a Wii Rule ripoff. It's actually something different and new. So I'll give it credit for that.
Yes.
And it's free.
But yeah. For me, I think it's cool. The premise is cool, but like you're trying to make your frogs happy, you got to eat a lot of freaking dragonflies. That takes a long time.
And it's not that fun of a mechanic to just have them jump back and forth a lot.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's
kind of a grind that way.
Yeah.
But as these things go, they all are kind of a grind.
Well, dude, I have a question because you're clearly a higher level than I am.
Clearly.
Clearly, you've been playing it more.
Yeah.
Do the frogs' design get? Do they get like the? Do they get more interesting looking?
It's all the best I can tell. And I'm not as far as other people, but the best I can tell, you never get anything that's different. In terms of shape or size, they only change in color and design on the.
Yeah, frog. But I'm saying, do you get some crazy designs when the frogs are super rare?
Oh yeah, 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 heck yeah! I get some pretty trippy stuff. I got a couple of frogs right now that are worth like 300 or 400 gold. And they're pretty crazy looking, which is nice.
300, 400 gold. Look at you, Scott.
Of course, my kids are addicted to it. They love it.
And so, then what does he do with those frogs? He makes pants out of them.
I mush them up and make a nice paste.
No, you make pants.
Oh, frog pants. I got it. I get your joke. That's pretty good.
You're a little late on that.
I was a little bit late. Sorry. And so there you go. Those are our reviews for the week.
Frog paste.
Frog paste. As you can tell, our reviews are now less reviews and more
discussion.
Discussion,
if you
will. Right, right. You know, we're just talking about stuff. That's what the feedback has been. That's what people like. They like us to just sort of just, you know, fill them out and talk about it and go back and forth and, you know, less. The graphics are really good. I also really think the sound design is quite excellent. I would give it 4 out of 5 slappies. That's lame. Actually, me doing that right now was lame.
Is that what I sound like?
No. I know. Oh, I do. Yeah, sure. Why not? All right, moving on to... Oh, we already did the update. We talked about Fruit Ninja. That was going to be our update corner this week, but we already did it. Let's move on to Stupid App of the Week.
I'd have to say Hipstamatic got an update.
Oh, tell me about improvements.
They got a new film pack.
Oh, yeah?
And it's been ages since they've gotten a new one, so... It's this cool retro looking film.
And is that app fully iPhone 4 working, all that?
Totally.
Okay.
Totally. Let me quickly pull it up and tell you the name of the pack you can get and what type of film it is.
Please do.
I will. I'm going to put some old music on here.
No.
Dun, 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 dun.
I mean, people like it when we play the Spanish flea.
Huh?
People like the Spanish flea.
The Spanish, yeah.
Yeah, I get requests for that all the time.
You know, I got to get that Brazilian. The
Brazilian wax? Thing. What?
No, the lady from Empanada or whatever.
That doom, 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 doom.
Yeah, that one.
Let's see. Ipanema, right?
Yeah.
Ipanema from me.
Do you have it?
Yeah, it's Lady from Ipanema, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Lady from, I don't know what, how to spell it. Girl from. Girl from. Girl from. Hold on. Girl from. Girl from, girl from. Here it is.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem, que passa. Doce balanço.
All right.
So anyway.
there's English later, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, but I like the one where there's a girl singing it.
Oh, I do too, but I don't have her.
Okay.
I have girl. Anyway, I have girl from Germany from Sparks. All right.
Anyway, so the new Hipstamatic packet comes with the Betty XL lens.
Okay.
It's a cool lens because what it does is it actually does that light leak kind of effect to the picture.
Yeah.
So
leaky light.
The leaky light, you know, the thing that all the hipsters like in their photos.
Yeah, yeah.
It also comes with a new film, which what it does is it kind of gives a soft edge to the photo around the frame. So you can get that for 99 cents, the lens and the film for a Hipstamatic.
Nice. Bonus.
Bonus,
what's it called? Update of the week.
Yes, because I'm a big fan, and it wouldn't be a show without me doing a photo app. Right. Dude,
it wouldn't be a show without you doing a photo app. That is correct. I will agree with that. All right. We will now move on to our stupid app of the week. Birth Control by Blazing Lizard. That's right. Birth Control. Want to hear about this? It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, I could always send my four-year-old to anybody's house. That would be a great form of birth control.
No, that's true. 99 cents is what this will cost you. And what you do is you have this egg, okay? Like female egg. Sitting there in the middle of the whatnot, and a whole bunch of the little spermy dudes are called chasing down, trying to get in there, and you have to sort of whack-a-mole style kill them before they get to it. The goal is to stop them from inseminating the egg, and you do that by popping these little spermy dudes as they come running up to it. Stupid app, dude. Very stupid.
And this,
not as stupid as people who pay 99 cents for it. So there you go. Stupid app of the week. Got to give Bryce credit for that. Emailed that in. A fine recommendation for stupid app of the week, Bryce. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Ek, 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 ek. All right. That was my Popeye. You like that?
That was your Popeye.
Ek, 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 ek. Right?
Yeah.
That's terrible. I do the worst Popeye ever. Let's admit it. All right. It's time for some emails and voicemails. And I'm going to start with a voicemail. Voicemails and emails come to us to appslappy@gmail.com. Keep those coming, folks. This first one comes to us asking about five devices.
Hey, Scott and Eric. This is Luke from Oklahoma City. I got a quick question. I have an iPhone. My wife has an iPhone. My wife's sister has an iPod Touch. And then we have two first-generation iPod Touches that we want to get rid of and get a new iPod Touch for our daughter. The question I have is that going to be a problem for iTunes? When last I've heard, we can have five devices synced up to the same iTunes account. So if I buy, let's say, Angry Birds for 99 cents, then all five of those iPods and iPhones can all have Angry Birds. Now that I currently have five hooked up to it, if I get rid of two and add one, is that going to be a problem for number six, even though I really only have four? I appreciate any kind of help you can give on this one. Derp.
All right. Answer is, I'm happy to report there is no limit anymore. There used to be a limit of five. That has gone away. Apple did away with that, and you can have as many as you want. I currently have six devices on one account, and it's not a problem. There's still a limit on how many computers can be using the same iTunes account. That's a separate issue, though. So it's kind of like the way Netflix works. You can only have so many computers or devices, like an Xbox 360, a couple of computers, your iPhone and an iPad, and then anything beyond that, they start going, oh, sorry, I got too many devices associated with your Netflix account. So it kind of works like that on a computer by computer basis. But as far as a single computer having 20 Apple devices, 20 iPhones or 20 iPod touches, it doesn't care. You can have as many as you want. Well, I mean, there may be some higher end limit, but there's no practical limit. So I know I have 6. I know people that have 8 or 9. If you're if you're ever going to do that, then you're crazy. But yeah, no longer a limit. Enjoy that. The no limit. How many do you have, Eric?
You know, 1.
Yeah.
One.
You have an iPod, don't you, or something that you used for a while that was...
I hate to admit it. I can't find my 3GS. I don't know where it is.
Oh, my gosh. She just sold that.
I know. I don't know what happened to it.
I'm selling mine for some good money. It's right here.
Oh, I'm sure. What, did you sign it? You signed it, didn't you?
I'll sign it, put it on eBay.
You did. That's what you did. I know.
It's black. I don't know how to sign it. Maybe one of those, like...
Silver pens.
Silver pens, yeah. That's pretty good.
You're like, oh, yeah, there you go.
Thank you nice, for the idea.
My autograph, I'll get an extra $5.
That'll net me another $100 right there. Anyway, thank you for that call. We got another one about, is it iPad time or not?
Hey, Scott and Eric, this is Chris from Buffalo, and I have an iPad question for you. I've been an iPad holdout for since it was released, and I'm now getting the itch to get one. But all my friends keep saying that I should wait for the one to come out that has a built-in camera. Now, I have the iPhone 4, so I don't really need the camera, and I can't imagine using the iPad for using it with FaceTime and stuff like that. And now that I see Apple's offering some refurbished ones for $50 discount, I'm just wondering which way I should go. So, love your thoughts. Great show. Derp.
Okay. The problem is that you've got friends telling you the new one's going to have a camera, and we don't have any idea what the new one's going to have. I mean, it may have a camera.
It could.
I think my personal bet is that it will.
I know it'll have a front-facing camera. Pretty sure.
The thing is, if it was released in March, right? So yeah. There's a good chance you'll get a refresh in March-ish. And
is that like Smarch?
Smarch, you know, lousy Smarch weather. So I would wait. To be honest, I think you're close enough to March to wait. Personally. That's just what? Me.
You think you're close to March?
Well, okay. What are we? We're almost.
Yeah, you got like October.
Yeah, but we're asking him to go
December, January, February, March. That's like
6 months.
6 months.
Right. We're asking him to spend. Break it down. Let's say he buys the cheapest thing.
Half a year without an iPad.
Well, okay. Look.
That's a half year I don't want
to
live.
I agree. I love my iPad to the point that it's kind of unnatural. And I really, really enjoy it. But even I struggled with waiting this long to get the iPhone 4 when I finally just caved and got the black one, knowing that that's 3 extra months that I won't have toward getting the new one next year if there is some awesome new one. I don't know. I don't know. By the way, I don't know how you lived with that original iPhone for so long. I don't know how you did that. That would kill me.
Why?
Because it just, you were forever. Like everybody, well, yeah, had
what was the big difference between the 2G and the 3G besides the network?
Shape.
Yeah, there you go.
Better headphone jack. hold on. There's more. GPS.
All right, you're not convincing me yet.
Hold on. And that's all I got.
Come on, the difference between the 3G and the 3GS was a huge speed bump.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's true. You make a fine point. I mean, but you could argue that I should have held out until next year because the speed bump was not that significant.
Yeah, but you're getting a new display.
Yeah.
Front-facing camera.
Yeah.
A new design.
Yeah.
So there you go.
All right. Good enough for me, obviously, because I did it.
Obviously, you did it.
Another iPad question about Wi-Fi boostage.
Hey, Scott and Eric. Really like the podcast. Wonder if you have heard of anything that might solve this problem. I've got an iPad. Love the thing. Works great around the house. It's Wi-Fi only. And tried to use it out on travel a few times, and it works great there too. But for the fact on the couple of hotels I've been in, its Wi-Fi signal reception is just too weak. And I'm wondering, is there any kind of a stick-on antenna booster or adapter, anything that plugs in? Thanks again, Derp.
No. There's not. There's no hardware booster for the iPad, although Apple claims the last update they did right before the very last update did improve Wi-Fi performance, but I was never having a problem, so I can't really compare. I've always had really good Wi-Fi reception, even at hotels and stuff.
When did you stay in a hotel?
Lots of times. I've had this iPad in like 4 hotels now.
Dude, like in Utah?
Yeah, well, outside of Utah. One of them was in...
Where? When did you leave Utah?
Lots of times.
Where was I? You left Utah?
Yes, I take trips all the time that are... I don't make a big deal out of it, but I go places. Where did you go? I went to Vegas, to a hotel in Vegas for a little while.
What was that?
I didn't tell anybody about it. It was a little trip I took over the weekend with my wife. Not this last weekend. I'm not telling you when. That's the point. Those are our private little trips. I don't tell everybody about these stupid trips. But the hotels have been fine for me. I'm sure that there's lousy hotel coverage, though, or connections. I'm sure of it.
No, it was interesting. When I was in Acapulco, all right, in my room, I could not connect to the Wi-Fi. I got a signal, but I could not put the password in.
Okay.
It was weird. I went into my coworker's room. He was more in the middle of the hotel. I connected fine with a password, but I could still go back to my room and the Wi-Fi was working great, but it just the password thing was not working. And I don't know if it was a weak Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah, but it was in like Mexico. It's all coconuts and cheese whiz down there. They don't have any way to connect everybody good.
Hey, you know, I recorded a show down in Mexico.
I know you did, and it was one of the worst connections we've ever had.
Hey, at least we did it. Show.
It's right. We came. We stepped up to the plate and delivered what we promised. That's true. So there's no. But there's the bottom line is there's no way to do what he's asking. You can boost Wi-Fi spots, like, you know, if you can convince the hotel to do one of those cool Pringles can deals on it, you can totally boost the signal. They're not going to, of course. And there are lots of devices and actual hardware you can buy that boosts your Wi-Fi signal from your routers at home and otherwise. But for your iPad, no, there's not.
Specifically for your iPad. You can just get a 3G.
And have a crappy data plan now that you can't get the full meal deal anymore.
Are you kicking yourself?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You know what? This thing just rang again. And I turned it off again, and it's still doing it. Dude, Game Center. Beta. It's in beta.
You turn your notifications off.
I'm going to turn my ringer off. How about that? All right. Where are we here?
Hold on. I said you're kicking yourself for not getting the iPad 3G, right?
I am a little bit. Not because I still don't think the hardware was the right move for me. I didn't know AT&T was going to change their plan so quickly.
If I had known,
2020 hindsight vision, all that.
Would you go into 3G?
Yeah, I would have. For sure. If I could have locked in to the unlimited plan, I would have done it.
I have to laugh. I'm sorry. I hate to bring calm old man Franks out on this. But when he went and got a new iPhone, they asked if he wanted to keep his unlimited data plan, and he said no.
He did?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. And now that there's Netflix streaming on the iPhone,
yeah,
he's been going over.
Well, of course he has, because duh. Oh, dude, we'll have to have a talk with him. Brandon, when you come to Salt Lake next June, we'll have to have a little sit down. I'm very excited. Tomorrow night, Bronco, you know Bronco, Jeff, who came to Nerdtacular last 2 years, he's coming through on his big bike tour of the States. He's riding a big Harley or something. And he'll be staying overnight tomorrow night. He's bringing steaks.
Isn't he from Colorado?
No, he's from Toronto.
Oh, Toronto.
Yeah, he's making this big continental drive. He's already been to Texas, a whole bunch of other places.
Wow. So,
yeah, he's the man. Anyway, Speaking of Netflix, check this out.
Hey guys, David here from Wichita, Kansas. I've been listening to your show for a few months now, and I really love it. Appreciate what you guys are doing. My question is about the Apple's AV cables. I went out and spent $54 on the cables so that I could watch the Netflix app through my TV, but evidently the TV out doesn't work. And I did a little Googling, and it looks like they made it available for the iPad back in May. I don't know if you guys have any insight into that. But I'm just curious if you guys know if Netflix will make it so that we can get TV out for Netflix on the iPhone 4 anytime soon. I'm a little bummed. That was a lot of money to spend. Derp.
I agree. And I did some checking, and Netflix doesn't say anything about this. So
I have a theory on that, though.
Give it. What do you got?
My theory is that this streaming quality that they're streaming to an iPhone would just look horrible on a big TV.
I completely agree. I think they are definitely using a different stream down codec, whatever you want to call it. Something's different about what they're feeding to the phone than what they're feeding to the iPad. And I don't know. There's a lot of evidence to that. So, and part of that is the iPad. Like, I have a lot. I have a lot less drops of the video if I ever am having it pause or whatever, buffer and stuff on the phone than I do on the iPad. And I think it's the iPad's just pulling more bandwidth, it's like pulling a thicker, you know, version of the video.
Don't get me wrong, Netflix on the iPhone 4 looks fantastic.
Yeah, but then blow that up and then holy schmack. I think it looks kind of bad on the iPad too when you blow it up. I mean, you know, big TVs aren't meant to show that that small content. So yeah, I don't foresee a day when that happens. And yes, that cable.
It's interesting though. Like, you know, there's so many ways you can get Netflix on your TV these days.
Better ways than that.
Yeah, like the PS3. Like my TV had built-in Netflix on it.
Yeah, my 360 does it. My PS3 does it. The Wii does it, for heaven's sakes. And we're not saying, oh, go out and get one of those. We're just saying, these devices are getting really cool Netflix for their devices.
Netflix is everywhere.
Yeah, Netflix is doing it right, dude.
What the crap was going on in the background of that call anyway?
I don't know. It was like a weird, somebody was like a pickaxe digging for gold or something. I don't know what that was. He'll have to tell us. Okay, we got one last call. Oh, this isn't even a call. This is just funny. So a good friend of the show, Amy Elk, she's called in before. She does one of our stupid app of the week bumpers. You've heard her call in. She's great. She does a lot of voice recording, and she was in booth doing some kind of voiceover, and her husband snuck in and scared her with a duck sound, and it really made me laugh when she sent us this file. So I just wanted to share this with people, give you a little chuckle. If you want to hear a girl get really scared, here's your chance.
In Boston, Massachusetts.
Quack.
Ah! Oh my God, don't ever do that again.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. Anyway. He quacked.
Yeah, she really screamed.
Yeah, she jumped. She must have been just a little, I think a little pee came out. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Not sure, but could be.
What's all the deal with all the voice people?
I don't know. There's a lot of voice people. I'm in the wrong business. Let's quit podcasting and start doing voice people. Voice people.
I have a horrible voice.
Oh, yeah, it's not horrible. It gets the job done. It gets the order placed at the drive up.
Thanks for that vote of confidence, Scott.
Yes. That's what I'm here for. Okay. What am I doing?
I don't know.
Oh, let's do email. Scott Duar, Scotty D is in the chat room right now. Says, I'm sitting here in Burger King. Or what he really said was, I'm sitting her in Burger King. Oh, iPhone. Anyway, using their Wi-Fi while I eat, I was thinking that this would be a good spot to do some blogging, and I was curious about blog apps. Do you know of any apps that are good for blog posting? I use Blogspot and was wondering specifically for an app to use with that. Thanks, Scotty D. And he also ends it with derp. So, Eric, any
you
thoughts?
Being am I a blogger?
I don't know. You sprung this email on me.
I know, because who blogs between me and you?
Well, I can tell you that there are many of them. There are, like, if you had a WordPress blog, there are multiple WordPress apps. if you are running with Blogger, there's a $10 app called Blog with iBlogger that supposedly lets you post to your Blogger account. If you're using an iPad, you won't like my recommendation, because my recommendation for the iPad is to just use the iPad browser for all that stuff. Like, there's a version of WordPress for the iPad, but I hate it. And I hate it because the browser version is just great. It's like using my desktop. It's like, why do I even need that? For the phone, yeah, these apps that are sort of specialized make a lot of sense for formatting and stuff like that. But, you know, when it comes right down to it, you really don't need it. So Blog with iBlogger is $10, a little pricey. There's a few others in here. Let's see, for example, Blogger Plus is 99 cents. That's they actually have it in the social networking category, which I don't know if that's good or not. But you can edit and create blogs there. That actually has a pretty good average review. Not great, but okay. Blogger Plus, mobile blogging app for the iPhone. You can write a blog anywhere, share your news real time with your friends. It manages both blogger.com, WordPress, Drupal, and what else? I guess that's it. Anyway, so there's some stuff for you.
There you go.
Pretty good for me not knowing about the email. Dear Scott and Eric, is there an app that will, that will tell me all the notifications I currently have? I hate that only one appears in the slide screen. And if I had an important one, but then got a text, it doesn't appear at all. Any apps that will show all of them in one place?
Not that I know. The answer is?
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Do you look into that?
Yeah.
So maybe there's something for hacked phones, but not for us.
I'm sure there's something for a jailbroken phone. The problem with the notification thing is, I know what he's talking about. Is like if you get a notification and then something else pops up, like a text or something, it just pushes it to as a badge for that application.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you just got to keep an eye on your badges, I guess. But it's pretty lame how the whole notification thing works for the phone.
I agree. It needs to be improved. That and the I like the app switching. I just don't like the background app killing. So there's a few little things like that that are need to be addressed in the phone. I'm sure they will be.
I'm telling you, like, to have a nice little list, or you know, on your home screen of your recent notifications would be awesome.
That would not be that hard, it seems like to me.
Yeah.
Come on, Apple. What's going on?
We're
going
to get a lot of emails and calls. Well, my jailbroken phone does that.
Well, maybe somebody will email us and say, hey, there's this app that all you do is run the app and it tells you what's running or what has run or whatever.
I don't see. It have to get into, go into, yeah, it's just like a system check going to every application type of thing. I don't know.
We'll have to see.
We could be wrong.
Clara Nesbitt writes in, says, hey, Scott and Eric, on the last show you said that the iPod Touch 4th Gen had Vibrate, according to Mac Rumors. I own one of these new iPods, and I can tell you that, for a fact, it does not rumble. Mac Rumors mistook the microphone for a Vibrate motor. Love the show. Derp. All right, Clara. This is partly why I don't want to do any more dumb rumors on this show. Because you're right. You're absolutely right. Mac Rumors had misreported it. Of course, I realize Mac Rumors isn't claiming to have all the answers. They are just reporting rumors, but... yeah, we're done with rumors. Screw rumors. Rumors are dumb.
There goes one of our big news stories from last week.
Yeah, right there. That was right big there. News. That was news, according to Scott Fletcher. All right, before we head out of here, we got a contest. And thanks to Scott, what did I say? Not Scott Pope. I'm mixing him with me. Chris Pope, who is a good friend of the show and a guy I know personally, nice, really nice guy, runs the techjives.net website, does a bunch of podcasting over there. A great guy to be listening to and checking out. So check him out at techjives.com. He got his hands on an Angry Birds poster signed from the developers of Angry Birds, the big sensation, the app to kill all other apps with questionable physics. Anyway. That's my big complaint about that game. I don't think the physics are very good.
Yes.
And a lot of people
I've talked to, a lot of friends that agree with you.
It would really improve the game if those are better. That's all.
I just can't wait till it has Game Center integration, since it was demoed. Game Center was demoed with Angry Birds.
True. What the hell? Oh, and also, Fruit Ninja doesn't show up in the Apple's list of Game Center ready games, which is kind of annoying. I realize it's just matchmaking, but come on, put it on there.
Well, it's the first one out of the gate. That's one of the awesome things about Game Center is the matchmaking system.
It's not even on their list. Anyway. Yeah.
I think it's, it needs achievements in there, and it needs like actually the, come on, give us a high score at least in the Game Center.
Here's what Apple needs to do. They need to drive over to Redmond, Washington. It's not that far. And hire away some really brilliant Xbox Live guy from Microsoft. Who knows this stuff up and down. Achievements, integration, matchmaking, all that stuff that they're so good at on the Xbox. Bring him over. Get him on Game Center. Boom. You got your stuff.
First of all, something's got to be done with all these different game networks. Because you got like Open Faint in Fruit Ninja with achievements, but yet your matchmaking is going through Game Center.
Yeah, I think we're going to have an uncomfortable period, said the mother to her 13-year-old. I got to stop doing this show at 10:30 at night, 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God.
I did not mean to say what I think I said. Anyway, back to the contest. Sorry. I have a 13-year-old. I'm allowed to say it. All right. Someone in the chat room is blown away by my comment. So Angry Birds poster signed by the developers from Chris Pope. Here's how the contest is going to go. You go to the website. That's at appslappy.com. You find show notes for this episode, which will be up right away with the episode. Leave a comment in the post for this very episode, and we will pick a person at random next week and announce it on the show, and you will win it. It'll be shipped to you. You will be the holder of the great Angry Birds poster signed by the developers, delivered to you by Chris Pope of techjives.net. How's that? Sound good? Sound good.
Sounds fantastic.
Thanks again, Chris. That's awesome that you did that. He's in our chat room. Very nice guy.
Thanks, Chris.
Love the Chris Pope. He's the best Pope ever. all right. In closing, quick iTunes shout outs. Love these people. Leave us 5-star reviews. Matt Nelson, Staggerly 60, and Reiki Works, I think is how you'd say it, all left us 5-star reviews. Thank you guys so much. Very nice comments in there. Keep those coming, folks. We love those. And a quick mention of GoDaddy.com. Don't forget, use App 1, App 2, and App 3. They'll save you money on domains, hosting, and more. All kinds of cool stuff happening over at GoDaddy.com. The website is appslappy.com. Email us at appslappy@gmail.com. And follow us on Twitter. Eric can be found at Hawkito. I'm at Extra Life. I'm at. And you can follow the show. This is the important one. App Slappy Show. That's App Slappy Show on Twitter. I think that's going to do it. Eric, any final thoughts? Any parting wisdom from Eric Van Skyhawk, L. Van Hawkito the First, Esquire?
Yes, I have a question.
Go.
How do you stop Pandora from pausing?
You stop Pandora from pausing by having a better internet connection when you're listening to it.
And that's the answer. Huh?
That's the answer
that everybody wants to know.
They're all pining for this answer, and we are giving it. You're referring to a call that was too long for us to play in the show today because we're already over time. But yes, if you're having trouble with Pandora, get a better internet connection. That's our answer.
Stick that in your people.
Stick that.
I'm here for you.
That's right. Always covering the bases. I think that's going to do it. Thanks, everybody, for being here. That was show number, what the hell was this? 62, was it?
Final score 22, it says.
62.
Final score 22 says up on the top
Shut
of the video.
Up. It does not.
It does, too. It says final score 22 above your head.
It does?
Yeah.
What the crap? It's final score episode 62. So there you have it.
It's final score or App Slappy?
What did I say? Final score? Why am I looking at final score? App Slappy. What? App Slappy episode 60. You're confusing me at 11:30 at night. Killing me. All right. That's going to do it for us. Thanks, everybody, for being here. We'll see you next week. Until then, take care.
Later.
Thank you for listening to App Slappy. For more great iPhone, iPod, and App Store coverage and archives of this show, visit appslappy.com.
Hey, hey, App Slappy listeners. This is Christine with Christine's Corner. This week I have an app that's going to boost your productivity, or I hope it may, or it'll be just really handy to have. It's an app called Notesy, N-O-T-E-S-Y. It's available in the App Store for 99 cents, and it's a little note-taking app that is pretty minimalistic, but it's really fast and easy to use, and best of all, it features over-the-air syncing with Dropbox. So, if you're still using Apple's default Notes app, I'm not sure why, since there's plenty of third-party options that are a lot better than Apple's own Notes program. This one is really reminiscent of the default Notes. So if you're still using the default Notes, then you may like, then you may want to pick this one up, because it's got that same feeling that the Apple Notes has. It's light, it's fast, it's minimalistic, but it features Dropbox. So you can also use it without Dropbox, but I'm not sure why you would, because Dropbox is pretty awesome. So yeah, that's my pick of the week for Christine's Corner. Hope you enjoy. The app is Notesy. It's available in the App Store for 99 cents. Hope you pick it up and hope you enjoy.
What's up, everyone? It's Cheap Dad, and this is Cheap Dad's Cheap Game of the Week. This week, I invited the kids to help me review the game Chronosphere. It was so deep and complex, I realized that maybe younger eyes might be helpful. Maybe they're seeing something that I'm not.
This is f***ing confusing.
Guess not.
Dad, this game is fun, but I don't understand a f***ing thing.
Yeah, I've run into that a lot, too.
But how do I check my character's hit points?
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, this isn't fun.
That, my friends, is the crux of the problem. You see, although I actually really like Chronos Gear, there's a lot of it that doesn't make any sense at all.
Dad, I've been playing this game for 2 hours, and this boss is still kicking my butt.
Yep, I realize that, sweetie. Kinda weird.
I don't get why I'm having fun.
That's alright, honey. Why don't you just go over there and play it for a little while?
This game's like getting your mind f***ed in a blender.
Mind f***ed with a blender, indeed. Chronosphere is a puzzler RPG. You'll see that most online reviewers have been comparing it to Might and Magic Clash of Heroes, because both of them share the match three colors of a unit and you're able to attack or defend.
What the f***?
But if you take that, make it so that you're using cyborg mafia zombies and set them in the future where it's your characters in a sort of manga-inspired art style fighting against the enforcer, whatever, it really doesn't matter. That is to say, there is a story, but it's not a very good story. You know, that's the biggest problem that I've been facing with this game.
Hey, what is with all the cussing up here?
I had the kids play Chronos Gear.
That game? That one's confusing, but it's a lot of fun.
Yep.
Carry on.
I'm going to recommend that you get the game. It's fun. For $2, got a lot of value. However, the final game mechanics, despite there being like 8 tutorials, just too complicated without enough explanation. I think this could be easily solved with a few patches, so hopefully Axion Logic is on top of this, and we'll be able to expect a lot of great things from them. But for now, it's pretty confusing. This is Cheap Dad. Signing off.
No children were harmed in the recording of this episode. Cheap Dad should only be used externally. Side effects include baldness, sterility, and the heebie-jeebies. Consult your doctor to find out if Cheap Dad is right for you. Follow Cheap Dad Podcast at Twitter for more details.
Hey, Scott and Eric. It's Scott down in sunny South Florida, a self-appointed GPS jogging program tester. I spoke to Eric a couple weeks back, had recommended Runtastic Pro. Got to scratch that. Nike Plus came out with its GPS application, and it is spot on awesome. The GPS tracking is great. It actually shows the map on your phone. It'll show your distance. It'll track. It'll tell you when you hit the miles, mile markers and whatnot. No transponder in the shoe anymore. Love it. Nothing wrong with it at all. It fills the need of several applications that I was using, the Runtastic and the Nike Plus. I used them both in conjunction for the one thing I liked about the Nike is it plots your running up on the Nike site. Well, of course, this one does as well. And the GPS is as accurate, if not more accurate, than the Runtastic Pro. So give it a run. Pun intended, derp.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.